trouble, see, I'm home.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Having a Ball podcast. I'm your host, Lucy.
And I'm Erica.
And today we are talking about Vacation from Marriage, which is Season 2, Episode 6. It aired October 27th, 1952. It was directed by William Asher. Did we forget to say that the last episode was the last one directed by Mark Daniels?
I think we did. Oh, no, I think we mentioned that it was the first with Asher. So maybe we
It was the last one that he ever did. Yeah, but anyways, directed by William Asher, written by Jess Oppenheimer, Madeline Pugh, and Bob Carroll Jr. It was filmed August 1st, 1952. This is one of the episodes that was filmed. No, this was filmed. It wasn't the first five that were filmed before, but after their quick hiatus, they had a shortened ones because of the pregnancy. So this was one of those.
And she was 3 months pregnant here.
Was based off of My Favorite Husband episode that has the same title, Vacation from Marriage. It was episode 140. Mm-hmm. So I meant to listen to it, but I didn't get a chance to get around to it yet. But
Vacation from Marriage is also the name of a movie that was released, I think, in 1945, an MGM film starring Robert Donat or Donat. And Deborah Kerr, which was also done on radio in 1947.
That film, that movie is pretty similar at the very beginning, and then it diverges pretty quickly when the male lead is sent off to World War II. So it was more of a forced separation.
Yeah, than a trial. A
staycation at home. Yeah.
Because we're in a rut.
Yeah. All right, before we go get into this episode, what are you drinking?
Well, last week is when I opened my bottle of the Stella Rosa Moscato, and it was, you know, like a sparkling white wine, semi-sweet, nothing big. So that's what I'm rocking with today.
You've got like it's really good. This much.
Well, yeah, because I've been drinking it pre-gaming.
It's like, what is that?
It's going to be fun. Yeah, what do you have?
I don't know if you've ever heard of Alani Nu.
No.
It's a energy drink.
Oh.
And I have that.
Is it working?
Mixed with gin.
Oh. I haven't heard of that. Is that like a kind of like a Red Bull sort of sparkly thing or carbonated?
Kind of. It's an energy drink, so there's that, but it doesn't have any sugar, which is
good.
What I like.
The synopsis.
Lucy thinks that she's in a rut with Ricky, and Ethel agrees that she's in a rut with Fred, and in order to get out of this marital rut, they decide to separate for a week, change everything about their lives. And all that means is that they go into separate apartments, the girls with the girls and the guys with the guys. But it's a really simple premise, really.
Yeah.
This one is, you know, this is one of those episodes where we don't even see, all we see is the main four cast. That's it.
Yeah.
There's no extras.
No music. You know, they don't club.
Leave. Yeah, there's no music. Oh, yeah, they don't even leave,
it's all
really.
Based in the building, in the kitchen, in the on the roof. I mean, we'll get into that. But yeah, it's all no guest stars, nothing like that. So like you mentioned, it starts off with Lucy looking really glum, looking upset in the kitchen because she's coming to the conclusion, or as she puts it, life. She's thinking about life and coming to the conclusion, you know, that their life is in a rut. But really, I just think she's bored is what's happening here.
I mean, yeah. So we see Ethel try to come in, right? And she just tries to walk in, which I love. It's like, I want a friend like that that can just walk into my house. But Lucy has locked the door, and she did that because she wants to see what'll happen if she does something different for a change. But you've got to imagine if you're used to just walking into a door.
Yeah.
Having it locked would be
silly. I have that kind of scenario when I come into the house, you know, through the garage, because I hardly ever use the front door. I mean, you go through the garage because you park the car, and then that door from the garage to the house is always unlocked unless, you know, my husband does something where he goes to the backyard or something and just locks it just without thinking. So your body naturally does what Ethel's body does, because you're going to, push your way through the door that's supposed to always be unlocked. So your body does something when a door that you don't expect to be locked is locked. It just, she jolts like that. So she's kind of like startled as to why this is happening. And, she's tells her, I was just sitting here thinking about life and how we do the same dull things and hang with the same dull people.
She goes, well, thanks.
Have you ever found yourself thinking like that? Maybe not necessarily just your marriage and things, but just overall, like
Just in life.
your body has muscle memory of the things that you do because it's so predictable and it's so uniformal.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Found that a lot of it becomes muscle memory, especially when you're doing, I don't know, like a breakfast in the morning, or you're doing laundry or something like that. I mean, just mundane house things is what I mean. Especially because I work from home, so it's just kind of, it's the same. I know what I'm about to do. Not that it, I'm not gonna spend a week at the Holiday Inn just to kind of make a point, but it's just, yeah, I think we all kind of get into that sort of same thing. But the way they went about fixing it, it's probably just talk to the person, talk to your partner. Okay, so she says same dull people, and she says, I didn't mean you, I'm just saying I can predict everything that Ricky's going to do as soon as he wakes up, down to the words that he uses, the scratching of his leg. See, that is really sad. And
Yeah.
asking if the kissing the air in her general direction, or asking if the coffee's percolated yet. And she's saying, yeah, I can do the same thing with Fred.
And she, Ethel starts going into her spiel about how he's going to sit down to do the crossword puzzle and how he's not going to be able to find his glasses. And then he'll call up to her and she pretends, she like opens her mouth to say, like, Ethel, and he says it instead, which is really funny.
Now, we've all been there where you're looking for your glasses, they're on your head. You're looking for your phone that's in your hand. Yeah, I think we've all been there. It's kind of, but he
Yeah.
does it every day.
Every day for 22 years. Now, apparently, I don't know. She says, so Ethel says, like, he hasn't varied 5 minutes in 22 years. But then Fred suggests, or he says that, they've been married for 25 years. He
Right,
says
later
that
he says that,
it's
yeah.
the same thing, just more dog-eared. But the idea, so there is consistency there, inconsistency. But I always like to think, like, well, maybe he was not so regulated when they first met. And
Yeah,
then they fell into the rut, right?
because
So it
she
took them
hasn't
a
ex
few years
didn't
to fall
exactly
into it.
specify that they've been married that amount of time. It's just how
Right,
long the
just he hasn't
routine,
varied in
right?
22. Yeah.
And so,
Giving them the benefit of the doubt there.
And so then, he comes up looking for, he won't find him up here. No, he will. They'll be on top of his head like they always are. And he'll say, if they were a snake, they would have bit me, because that's just what he always says. And so, of course, he comes up into the kitchen with the glasses on his head. And my favorite thing of life is watching these two women just lose it and crack up at the image of him standing there with the glasses on his head, and him getting frustrated because he doesn't know what
Yeah,
they're
he's like,
laughing
well,
at.
thanks. Yeah. I mean, to be fair, like, if someone just was laughing constantly at me and wasn't telling me why, I would start getting annoyed. Like, okay, just tell me. Let me in on the joke. If I'm the joke, let me in on it.
And so they're like, and she's like, watch this. The glasses are on top of your head. Huh. They would have been a snake that had bit me. And so it's exactly what she said it was going to be. And then he leaves. Then we cut to Ricky starting his usual. And did you notice when he comes into the kitchen, you still see Fred in the
Oh, you
background?
see Fred? Yep. He's exiting stage left
Yes,
now. He's but
literally.
he yeah, he's walking past the set and you can see him a little bit. But I think you can also see the seal, the open ceiling later on in the episode as
Oh,
well.
really? Yeah, I think so. I
It
think
might
that.
just be the photo, but we'll talk about that in a second. So, yes, Ricky comes in, he's doing his whole normal,
Scratching of his
exactly
leg.
what she says, right? He does exactly what she says. And of course, you've never seen this before and you'll never see it again. So just for the episode. That, I mean, that's it. And then they start, what do they start laughing again? And it kind of cuts.
Well, yeah, because he's, you know, has the coffee percolated yet. And he kisses the air in her general direction. He's yawning. He says, oh, I could have slept all day. And heads back to the room. I mean, that's, you know, now, to be fair, the man does work nights. And so he's exhausted just to go back to sleep. And, you know, but it's just funny how she was able to predict everything. So Lucy is really frustrated. You could tell she wants a change. She wants something to change. So she's, you know, Ethel's more resigned to the idea. She's like, oh, this is what it is. You know, she, no, it's not, you know, you shouldn't accept it. So they want to fix it, or she wants to fix it and think, you know, they deserve a nice change. So they end up going to the library for this.
Go to the library and get some books. So in the next episode, you see Lucy, she's kind of like pacing back and forth. And she's again, I know I've said this before. I'm going to say it every time because I love this outfit.
The ruffled
V-neck blouse, the puffy sleeves.
So good.
She wears it a lot. I think it's on
display in Jamestown, if I'm not mistaken, at the museum. It? Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, she does wear that from time to time.
I love when she wears that. And she goes into, she's like leading this. It's almost like a meeting, right? They're like sitting there. And she, I wrote it down because it's so descriptive. But she says, we have allowed ourselves to deteriorate. We've become stuffy, moldy, and musty. We're knee deep in a pool of stagnation. And she's like, and what are we going to do about it? And of course, Fred's like, well, I don't know about anyone else, but I'm going to go take a shower.
Because we're all moldy and musty. And Ethel's like, no, sit down. So he explains, you know, she explains, we've been doing the same thing for 22 years. We know each other like a book. And, you know, he says, well, you're supposed to, when you've been married that long, know each other for a book. And that's when, as a book, and that's when Fred has that line. He says, you know, it's the same after 25 years, only the cover gets more dog-eared. And so they talk that about the fact that they went to the library and found a book. Now, we know things don't always go well when Lucy goes and finds a book to get advice. We learned that from season one. And so in the book, she says, there are times when married couples let their lives fall into set patterns. The only thing to do in a case like this is for the marital partners to spend some time away from each other. This is also the premise of when they go to Palm Springs, except they're driving each other crazy.
When they're driving each other crazy with habits.
Your whole way of living. Take a week's vacation from your marriage and don't even see your husband and wife. Vacation from marriage will give you a whole new perspective. What do you think about that?
Maybe I'll get some hate for this, but I don't think it's a horrible idea. Maybe not a week. That seems like a long time.
Yeah.
But like a weekend where it's really just kids, no nothing, just your time. And then something for the other person as well. Like, I don't know, but I feel like that almost gives you a chance to refresh. You know, I feel like a week is pushing it.
Yeah, it's a bit much,
but I don't know. I could see a few days, you know.
Yeah,
to rejuvenate. I mean, people need their alone time, right?
Oh, yes. So yeah,
it's just a more structured alone time, I guess.
And so their idea is, you know, this is what we're going to do. We're going to spend a week away from both of you and kind of reconnect after that. And so Ricky's not really liking the idea. Fred is all for it.
Yeah, he seems sad. Yeah. Fred's like, yeah, let's go.
Fred's all for it because Fred's always all for something like that. And so they're excited. You know, Ricky's like, I'm not going to see you for a whole week. And she's like, that's right. And, you know, Fred, of course, he's like, all right, I'll make the sacrifice. Being sarcastic, of course. And, you know, he's saying, we're going to be like, Ethel's excited too, because she thinks they're going to be just a couple of bachelor girls being, you know, 21 and hanging out and going places and doing things. But I think her idea was just sleeping in late and calling up old girlfriends and going out to dinner and things like that. And then Fred reminds Ricky, well, that means we can be bachelor boys too.
Yeah. And then Ricky's like, okay, well, where are we going to go? Like, you're not going to take an apartment, or, you know, not an apartment, but like a hotel. And she said, no, you know, the girls will go down to Fred and Ethel's and you guys can stay up here. So that, I mean, that's it. They head out. She's like, all right, see you later.
Now that I wrote this down, just immediately goodbye, no packing, no plans. The second the
Right, I was
idea
like, I mean, she must have
leaves,
already had it.
yes, she was ready to go, whether he agreed or
Listen,
not.
I bet she'd already packed a bag and she made Ethel pack Fred a bag, put it in the bedroom.
Because she just shook his hand as soon as she was done explaining this plan, and she was gone. They were gone. And so yeah, they immediately leave and go back downstairs, and you know, we'll see you guys in a week. And so this is the first, actually maybe the only time we see the Mertz apartment bedroom.
Their bedroom,
Yeah.
yeah, which is a double, two single beds.
Of course. They have the little home sweet home sign on the top.
They base We basically jump to almost like a week away, so you don't
Yeah.
see any of the week away,
Right.
but you do see them, you know, relaxing. They're trying to figure out what to do on a Saturday night, so we've
And
jumped all the way to Saturday.
Lucy's got a nice little
Beautiful.
lingerie thing happening. And she's standing there. She's got her hair done, or sitting there. She's got her hair done. She's got her makeup on. She just, you know, looks just beautiful, but they're just hanging out together. And so she's getting really, I guess Ethel's throwing out ideas of things they've already done throughout the week.
Like see a movie.
Yeah. Call girlfriends. But the girlfriends are all married. They'll all be in that rut we used to be in.
But they're definitely sounding super like longing, you know, they want to be back with their
Their
husbands.
husbands, yeah.
Finally they decide, you know, listen, we're going to go see them, but we're going to pretend like we don't want to see that, we're just there to borrow perfume
This is
and that
after
we have a
Lucy
date.
tells her that she's sick of the sight of her face and
Oh
isn't hanging
yeah,
out
I
with her
wrote
for
that
the whole
down. I
week.
was like, there's got to be a nicer way to say that.
And
It's got to be.
I love that she says, no offense, but, or don't take, you know, nothing personal, but I can't stand the sight of your face. And so, yeah, I would think, I don't know, if it's a girlfriend like that, you probably wouldn't feel that bored, perhaps, maybe after a week though.
I don't know. I feel like I could have fun. I don't know. That does seem quick to be bored of. And who says they have to do anything together? They're just staying away from their husbands, right?
Right.
Like one person could go do one thing and the other person could do the other. I don't know. Okay, but no, what would you do if you had a week, 2 days away?
Oh, a couple of days away. You know, it would literally be the cliche going to a spa thing or something, because I don't. You know, I just naturally don't do massages or spas or anything like that. So if I had all that time just to myself or with a girlfriend, N nothing crazy. I mean, a spa, go out to dinner.
Clubbing.
Oh, please, of course. First one in and the last one out. And so, yeah, I think it's just, I don't know. I think if you felt like you felt a need to do like the clubbing scene and things like that, you probably have no business being married, because you feel like you're missing out on something. But to me, just the idea of alone time, just because I enjoy alone time, is very welcomed. I mean, even just staying at a hotel for a couple of days. So they're getting dressed up to, like you said, put on a facade, a front that they're going to go out with these guys. Now,
Did you notice what they're wearing?
the same thing as the first episode. Now, my question was, okay, the idea was to kind of get out of the rut, maybe appreciate one another, miss one another, and come together to fix this rut, because there's nothing really wrong with the marriage. They're not fighting or anything. They're not, you know, on the verge of divorce. They're just bored of the routine. But the idea that you're making them think you're going out with other people is a leap that I didn't think was necessary in this planning.
You think you're in a rut and you want to miss them and you
Right.
want to do something different. So you've missed them. You've gotten to that point.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is get dressed up and ask them to go out. And then you've done something different. You know, like sitcom logic, I think, there, because they had to keep going a little
Right.
bit. they had some more time to fill.
But
But yeah,
this.
it's definitely a point. Definitely a point.
Now you're going
So,
out with other men and they're pretending to go out with other women, and it's a lot. But yeah, they
yeah.
get dressed up, like you said, they're, what was it? Anniversary?
Was the first
The
episode.
very first episode. Okay.
Yeah, it was the very end, the shot where they're at the fights. I think I looked at the photos, and the only difference that I can see is that Ethel in this episode is not wearing her three like tiered pearls. Yeah. But other than that, it looks almost identical, which I was like, cool, you're just wearing the same dress you wore, but you're not 3 months pregnant.
And so prior to them going downstairs, all dressed up in their fur coats and all of that, they cut to the boys, and the boys are talking about them missing. Well, Ricky missing because Fred can't. Well, he does. He says, I can
Well, no,
top
because he even
that.
says, yeah, he says, I can top that. I miss Ethel.
Yeah.
I'd
And
like to see Ethel. And that was,
that was the point. Now you have done, this is the goal, the end result. But of course, they can't just let their pride aside and say, listen, you guys have made your point. Come over, we're taking you out, or something like that. No.
right.
The
And
pride is too
so
big.
while they're talking, the doorbell rings and they go to check who it is, and it's the girls, and they're all dressed up, and of course Lucy's like, can I borrow my good perfume? We have to go out. We've been to 21. 21, I didn't actually look. Is that a real, oh yeah, the 21
Yeah,
club.
it's a
Yes, I
21
did.
club, and this one was before it closed. The pandemic caused its closure. It
Oh,
had
wow.
been active for 90 years, and it hosted every U.S. president since Franklin Roosevelt, except for George W. Bush. It has a or it had a hidden wine cellar where it stored collections of celebrities. Such as Elizabeth Taylor, Richard Nixon, Sophia Loren, and perhaps the best known feature, I don't know if you saw the front of it, of the 21 Club, was the line of painted cast iron lawn jockey statues, which adorned the balcony above the entrance. In the 1930s, some of the affluent customers of the bar began to show their appreciation by presenting 21 with jockeys painted to represent the racing colors of the stables they owned. That is a very rich sentence I just read.
Yes,
In
it
2006,
is.
were 33 jockeys on the exterior of the building and two more inside the doors. So it was in an actual club, and it's like a traditional American cuisine and like a former Prohibition era speakeasy located at 21 West 52nd Street. That's why it was called 21. So they went four times. That's 84.
84 times. Yeah, it's 84. They're excited to see the girls, but then the girls say they have other plans.
Have
So
dates.
then who is it? Ricky has the smart idea to be like, oh, so do we, And so
No, they get a
then of
little.
course the girls get worried, right? And the girls are worried now, but they don't show it so much. I mean, there's definitely like a hesitation as they're leaving,
Yes, because Ethel's like, oh, I
because they're
could
hoping.
stay and chat if you want. No, the boys are waiting. Just promise me we'll get in before 4 a.m. this time. Okay, I promise. And he's like,
Hey.
you're
And then
really
they go right
trying
back
to.
upstairs and change back into their pajamas.
And so, this Ricky, like you said, says we have dates as well. Fred's like, oh yeah, we totally do. And cut to them back at the apartment and just squirming at the idea of them being with other dates, and they said, it's driving me crazy. I need to go see if they really went or who they went with.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so this was my question. They had on really nice. They were bed clothes, were they not? Like clothes to go into bed in? And then
The
they put on these like older nightshirts. Like were the other ones supposed to be
oh.
ones that you can hang around and chit chat in? And then the ones they're on in now are for sleeping? Because I was just surprised that.
Like a nightgown, and the other one was more like a lingerie lace
Yeah,
type
they were
thing.
nicer. House coat robe, I don't know, but anyways, yeah, I love how Lucy's like, all right, let's go, and Ethel, hardly without even saying, she just says where, but she's already getting up. You know, like she's like, whatever, wherever we go, I'm cool. Just explain it on the way. But they decide to go downstairs and just peek in the back way and see if the boys are there. And at that same time that they're discussing that, the boys are discussing
These four people really do make their own problems that
they
aren't
really do.
necessary. And so Ricky is saying, you know, I need to go see who she's with. I need to confront. This has gone too far. So, you know, they go back. It all's happening simultaneously. That's why they keep missing each other. And you know, he says they're not in the apartment. Of course not, because they're trying to spy on you. And you know, we're gonna sit right here. And so, but before that,
Wait,
the girls go up to the roof.
I was gonna say no, even before that, the girls walk through the room,
Oh
and
yes.
this is another piece of sitcom
Yes.
logic because there's a burning cigarette, there's a beer, like an open, non-finished beer on the table. One of the guys' jackets is on the back of the couch, and
The
there's a
light.
tie strung over the light. Like you would think
They
some
didn't
of that
leave,
might just be
right?
sloppiness, right? But you would think that a freshly burnt cigarette, probably like still lit, probably means that they're, I don't know, somewhere.
And for a
And
minute, Lucy looks back at it when she walks in, like, huh, that's odd. But they keep going to straight to the bedroom.
so proud to basically decide to ding dong ditch apartment style.
Oh, yes.
Because they're like, we'll go see what they're doing. They're like, well, if we knock on the door, the girls will know we didn't have a date. So then Fred is like, well, how about we ring or knock the door and then we'll run
Denied.
around the corner and look and see if anyone answers.
Again, these
And I
people
was
are
like,
creating.
and of course, Ricky's like, oh, it's a great idea.
Everyone's all
It's
for
not
it.
that ingenious. But, anyways, so they miss each other. They both think that the other were telling the truth and are, in fact, out.
On a date.
And so you're right. That's when Ricky's like, okay, listen, I'm going to sit right here on these steps. And this is again after, and this is another question that I have. I'm guessing that they could have just hid around the corner instead of going around the corner up the stairs and outside.
Right.
You
But the
know?
logic, the
Yeah.
urgency that was felt at that moment, they just went immediately because they
Straight up.
assumed that they'd be able to
Okay.
come right
Okay.
back in. Now my question is, now they go up to the apartment or up to the roof, sorry, and they're upset because, you know, they're cold and so they want to wait until the boys go back inside to go downstairs again, creating a longer problem that's not necessary. And so, you know, they're like, let me just go back inside and tell them that we're up here. And a pride gets in the way every time. And so finally they do, because it's cold and the door locks. Now, my question is, or yeah, it locks.
Who locked the door?
Not who locked the door, because this locks from the inside. It's probably just something that happens. My question is, Lucy is aware of this, but Ethel owns the building. So, you know, it's just Ethel says, oh no, it's stuck. And Lucy says, no, it's locked from the inside. Wouldn't this knowledge come from the owner of the building? I'm just saying. So
I don't know.
you're overthinking
I
this.
don't know.
Well, so are they. So this is what we're doing.
Yeah, on this rooftop, on a few of the shots, you can see like the wrinkle.
Oh,
So,
it's so
yeah, the
fake.
canvas is painted, and you can see that it. Well, I mean, you can tell that it's painted, but then also you can see the wrinkles in the canvas as well. But obviously, they needed. You couldn't just go into the city and do this at that time. So, there's a lot. Again, a lot. And I'm just like, why? So the first thing they try to get unstuck is they try to call for the boys, and the boys went back inside. So then they see a light on in Mrs. Sanders' apartment, and they decide to throw a rock against her window, but she th throws it too short. So then she does this whole wind up, right?
That's
And
how
then
I throw a
hits
ball, by
someone
the
else's
way.
window.
Just like that.
What?
I said, that's how I throw a ball, by the way. Just like that. I mean, I've
That's
got
awful.
no coordination when it comes to throwing a ball. Yeah, so they're both up there. They've got this, I like Lucy's cute little pigtails that she's got going on, you know, and they're up there in
Yes.
their nightgowns and freezing because they were already in bed or getting ready to go to bed. And so she throws the pebble into what she thinks is Mrs. Sanders' window. It didn't make it
It
far
could
enough.
not be a pebble. They would have had to throw like a rock to get that distance and to break it.
It's a rock.
It's
It's a
a
stone.
rock. The full stone, yeah.
Yeah.
But
She goes, too bad it's not Mrs. Sanders' window.
then they decide to, because then Mrs. Sanders turns off the light and goes away. So then they decide to use this big plank that's just conveniently right there and the
Right.
perfect length
Yeah.
to get across this. And again, we come to a conundrum. So the girls are both scared to go across. They're 5 stories up at this point. But Lucy gets across.
Yeah, this is frustrating.
Why in the world did she feel the need to force Ethel to come across? She's already across. Just go down the stairs and then let her in.
So just so you
Maybe
have a
come back
visual
up and
of
let her
this,
in.
they are on the roof and there's another building that's right across. The plank is between the two buildings, which she says is 5 stories high. And so she's going to puts it across so they can walk across, and she first wants to coax Ethel into doing it, you know, and Ethel's having none of that. Would you do that? Would you go across?
If I knew the plank was actually sturdy, probably.
Yeah. Now, give now, granted, they're not
Probably.
exactly, at least not yet, in a life and death situation. So, if I mean, if this is your last
I might have
resort,
waited.
yeah,
Yeah, I might
a
have waited a little
little.
bit, tried something else.
And so
Oh my
they.
gosh.
What?
We forgot to talk about how before they even did Mrs. Sanders, Lucy suggests Ethel jump off the roof, create a
Gosh.
spectacle, and then get a
Tell them that
crowd,
she's
and then
up
tell
there.
them. Well, she says someone could jump off the roof. And then at the end, she goes, and then she can say that I'm up here. And Ethel goes, oh no.
Like, don't think I'm a poor sport, but let's think of a better way. That's hilarious. Yeah. And so
Alan.
she puts the plank on, and again, she wants Ethel to do it. And she says, why don't you do it? I did the hardest part. I thought of the idea. So you go across and get over to
She
the other
uses that all
building.
the time.
Yes. And so, like you mentioned, Lucy makes it across, which is fantastic. Just go downstairs and you're home free. But again, you need to create more problems for yourself. So she's trying to make Ethel come across and trying to, you know, coax her to go across the plank. Ethel's doing one, two, maybe three steps. She just panics, freaks out, yells, which causes Lucy to run back to where she
With
was
her, yeah,
before.
because she goes across to help Ethel across, and then so it was.
A mess.
And the reason Lucy doesn't go back again is because, in all their haste, it falls down.
Yeah. But we,
Interestingly,
No,
oh,
go on.
sorry, I was just going to say, interestingly, at for this episode, the producers suggested that they do like a point of view shot from what Lucy was seeing. So as she's going across, kind of like, you know, looking down, the
Yeah.
same type of shot we see in the Superman
Yes.
episode
You see
or any
traffic.
episode where you're looking down at a lot of
Right.
cars going, you can see
Yeah.
how far down it was, right? But Desi actually decided that that wasn't a great idea. And one of the theories is that he thought that or decided not to do that because he wanted to make sure that people weren't afraid for Lucy. Like,
Yeah,
this
because
is just supposed to be funny,
they
right?
would
And
avoid the laughter that.
right later on, we know she's going to be safe. It's fine. Whatever. She could fall. No, they know they it's a bit more established show, and they know her antics don't usually get her horribly hurt. And so they could probably do that. But
Which is,
this
yeah.
is just the first one. So they decided not to do that.
Plus, it's like a dark alleyway, so it probably wouldn't show as much as when the Superman episode where it was daylight. And so like you mentioned, she breaks the window, tried the plank, didn't work. So they are cold. They start crying. Lucy does her infamous cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they, you know, they kind of hold each other because they figured that they're stuck up there or something. Maybe that's their place. They're going to now die. I don't know. But they're scared and they lean up against the building. Now it cuts to the boys coming upstairs, maybe now realizing, oh no, they get a word from Mrs. Sanders.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Sanders lets them know that someone's that the girls are up on the roof, mm-hmm. and they sneak up instead of just waking the girls up.
Oh yeah,
talking it out.
Yes, I was watching this with my husband. I said, "Look it, I see."
Most... Didn't like this. Did you know? Did you call it? You're gonna be like, "Oh, Lucy isn't gonna like this."
Oh yes, that and I said, "See, look, this scenario separates husbands into two categories, the ones who would just wake them up and the ones who felt a need to go the extra step and do what you're about to explain." But
and like, why is this necessary? So they decide, you know what, it's cold, they've been stuck on the roof for who knows how long, they're probably freezing, let's put water on them. And so they get a hose and they, you know, climb up on the roof above where the girls are, this like shed that's on the roof. Mm-hmm. And they sit on there and they put the hose down and they let it start sprinkling. And the girls at first, they wake up and they think it's raining. And then Lucy goes, wait, but it's not raining over there.
That's
and
my favorite look- because she's like crying. She's like, oh, no, of course it's raining. Then her attention goes to a piece of paper that's not getting wet. She goes, it's not raining over there. And yeah. And so,
this is supposed to be funny. But yeah,
that would make me mad.
Just a mean move. Like, what was the point of that?
I don't need to die from pneumonia to prove your point, but
right. Right. But then they climb down and
I want to be in a rut with you.
I want to be in a rut. That was cute. That part was cute. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the
Mertzes make up and want to be in a rut with each other. So there's
no kisses though. It's like cheek never. To cheek. No, you see that most of the time. I mean, it's rare. Sometimes they kiss, but it's mm-hmm. very rare.
It's very
and you
rare.
Know why. Yeah. But like most of the time, they'll just come in and, oh, cheek to cheek. Okay, that's as close as we're getting.
Yeah, and that's the end of that episode.
That is.
It felt like a short one. The premise to me didn't make much sense. It was incredibly immature for four grown adults. And I think, I mean, isn't every I Love Lucy episode very immature for four grown adults?
Say. I mean, most of them are.
Most of them are. But when you throw out or throw in, you know, dating other people and going out till 4 a.m., it's a very realistic scenarios that in a real life situation, I don't think would go over very well, other than situation comedy.
And yet it does. It's like, it is, you know, the fundamentals of an I Love Lucy episode. Like mm-hmm. they're getting down to the nitty gritty basic, you know, relationship problems. We just see the Mertzes and the Ricardos, and it's, mm-hmm. it's going into a situation, even though they didn't handle it super well.
Yeah.
Right. It's going into a situation that I'm sure everyone's felt, you know, marriage, relationship or not, any type of relationship where you go, oh my goodness, this is just getting
out of hand,
you know, repetitive. This is just, we need to shake things up or do something, or, you know, and things that other people have probably felt. And so mm-hmm. we get to that, you know, they just get down to the base and then they mess it all up by doing something crazy. So
easy communication would have been just fine. Maybe a date night together or something like that. But like you said, maybe it worked because we never did see that routine again with is the coffee percolated and where's my glasses? You never see that again. Oh my gosh. So this is, hey, what's next? Do you know what's coming up after this? What's next week's episode?
It's episode 7.
In the meantime, we are also going to be reviewing, it might be out, I'm sure, before you even hear this episode, but we're doing MAME. And you know, that's a musical MAME. That Lucy did in the 70s.
It's a scrumptious movie.
A what?
Scrumptious.
Ooh.
You'll get the reference.
Ooh.
When you watch it.
Thank you guys for listening. And thank you. Everywhere.
Find us everywhere.
Yeah. Havablepod@gmail.com. You know the drill. Having a Ball Pod on Instagram, Having a Ball Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and all the places. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. Bye. Bye-bye.